Eden Lamb, welcome.
Thank you.
Fort Wayne Outfitters and Bike Depot provides a big connection to the city's river and greenway networks. What are your most popular services?
Right now, we've had a huge interest in water sports. So canoeing and kayaking, families coming in, wanting to all do something together and see Fort Wayne from a different perspective. But along with that, there's people that'll come in and see the stand-up paddle boards and get pretty interested in that as well, being the new cool thing to do. So,
has this summer been a busy one for you?
Yes. Like I said, there is a big spike in the water sports. People are very interested in getting out with their families. We have single people that come out that just want a different experience, want something different to do in Fort Wayne. But there are still a lot of people that'll come and rent bikes as well with their kids. You know, put your child in a trailer, take them on the pathway, ride down to New Haven and back. It makes a perfect day.
Your location right on the St. Mary's River in the historic Cass Street Depot train station, how do you think that enhances the experience for your customers and your staff?
That's a great question because I really believe in our location. I really enjoy the character that it has. Mm-hmm. Original floors from the 1800s, original desk. We have a lot of customers that'll come in just to see the building and then ask about our services. We've had a lot of customers too that will come in and say, you guys should be in Colorado, or I've seen something like this in California. And that's really cool too because we feel really different. We're in Fort Wayne, but we're trying to make Fort Wayne better.
And good for you. You're also neighbors with the historic Wall Street Bridge. How do you incorporate that good fortune into your services?
Holy moly, it is a blessing to be next to the bridge. It's so unbelievably beautiful. We did start yoga on the bridge. We originally started with Wednesday nights, and there is seriously nothing better than opening your eyes from your zen and looking down at the water, looking up at the bridge and its structures. Yeah, we utilize that a lot, and just the area around it too. We do boot camps there on Tuesday as well.
On the immediate horizon, and maybe a little bit more off the beaten path, Fort Wayne Outfitters is hosting its second annual Bands on the Banks Music Fest. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. A few of us that work at the Outfitters, myself and Ethan Bowers, wanted to put together a concert last year and had the blessing of the owners to go ahead and do so, which was awesome. But we just wanted to give young people in Fort Wayne an opportunity to see the natural, original, raw talent that's here, especially in the music scene, mm-hmm. to also appreciate local businesses that are around that area as well. Everything in the concert itself is pure local. We have local beers and local wines, local food, and even everything on the flyer is local, from, you know, Sweetwater Sound to Brewer's Art Supply.
And there's truth in advertising, so it is literally held on the banks of the St. Mary's River?
Correct. It seems like for a long time we were hiding the river a little bit, so we kind of developed that area, built a stage, and started having performances because it's a great platform. You have the skyline in the background and the water as well. It's a very cool scene.
How does music and teaming with all of the local businesses and doing a really, really grassroots thing, such as a music concert, fit into the holistic adventure services that y'all seem to thrive on?
I think that's a big part of it, because when you walk up to our door, we have a sign that says, "We love Fort Wayne." We, you know, strategically picked who we wanted to be on our posters, who we wanted to support. And we picked companies that also love Fort Wayne and want Fort Wayne to do really well. And I mean, we have a lot of great talent here in Fort Wayne, young talent on the music scene. I don't think that they get enough exposure. That was another big thing that we wanted to do, is 5 bands in one night, all original, all local music.
That's really quite an offering that you're giving Fort Wayne. How does that make you feel?
I can't even describe it, really. It's truly amazing. It's just heartwarming.
You sell adventure. What does that mean to you?
That means a lot. I think we offer a very good service, the gift of the outdoors. A lot of people are so busy, lifestyles and life move so fast. I think just grabbing those people, whether it's them coming in for yoga or boot camp or just getting out on the water and doing something new, that means that for me personally, a lot of smiling faces at the end of the day. A lot of people coming in saying, wow, this was really, really great. So for me, it's that kind of feel-good feeling that you're doing something very unique.
Eden Lamb is manager of Fort Wayne Outfitters and Bike Depot. She joined us today in the WBOI studios. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us, Eden, and happy trails.
Yeah, thank you for having me.